Hare Krishna. Today we have a question from Sridhar Das. He says, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how Raghunath Das Goswami ate hafti, composed prasadam, and how Lord Chaitanya came to him and tried it. Could you please explain why Swarup Damodar forbade the Lord to take more and said that it was not fit for him? Yesterday I was also talking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. This is also a pastime. Very wonderful pastime described in length in regards to Raghunath Das Goswami's life, and especially his increased austere and renounced lifestyle as he finally joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. And it's a pastime that that I really relish and am familiar with. Because when I was a young devotee, bhakta, I remember in Montreal Temple, when we would have breakfast, we would always listen to a tape of Srila Prabhupada. And there weren't many tapes at that time. And I remember a certain period when we were listening to this tape, and we listened to this tape maybe for 2 weeks in a row. It was a tape where Srila Prabhupada was in real depth describing Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation, and he was also describing this pastime. Wonderful, wonderful tape. And so I practically knew everything off by heart, but it was very, very, very wonderful pastime, and Prabhupada told it so beautifully. Anyway, for devotees who have been to Puri, when you circumambulate the temple or walk around the temple on the seaside side, which is sort of the eastern side, eastern wall, not far after coming around the corner, then. There's the kitchen is over there, and that's where the wood gets delivered, and also there's a place where the kitchen throws out rejected bhoga or food. I don't know whether it's prasadam really, but they throw out, you know, when they wash rice and when you wash rice and there are very hard bits and you pick out the hard bits. So anyway, they throw out all kinds of food, including that type of rice. And you see, it's like a little garbage mound, and there are always cows and bulls foraging over there. And this was where Raghunath Das Goswami, what the cows and bulls wouldn't eat, he would come and collect. He didn't eat it just like that, but he washed it. Then soaked it overnight in water with a little, and then with a little salt, he would eat that. So very, very austere. That was what he came down to. And of course, he went even further. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much liked Raghunath Das Goswami's austerity. And when he was living at Radhakund, Raghunath Das Goswami would just every alternate day, he would eat a small cup of buttermilk, and that was it. That was all that he would eat. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to hear of this, because when Raghunath Das Goswami finally came joined Lord Chaitanya, which is a very wonderful pastime, and the Chip Rice Festival is connected to that, and so many other things. His father then would send money to Lord Chaitanya, to Raghunath Das Goswami, and then so twice a month, I think Raghunath Das Goswami was inviting the devotees in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and then he stopped that, and after that he was just begging. He would stand outside the gate, and he would beg for alms, and then he would go around to the different shopkeepers who were selling Mahaprasadam, and he would beg from them, and then finally he thought, this begging business is the business of prostitutes. He says, why should I? If Krishna, whatever Krishna wants, I'll take. So then he wouldn't stop begging, and he just went to where the cows were, and he just took that, and that's what he ate. And Lord Chaitanya was very pleased by that. Anyway, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, and he asked, "Well, you're not inviting me anymore. What kind of specialties, fine foods are you eating here?" And so, although Raghunath Das Goswami protested, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like when Sudama came and offered that chip rice to Lord Krishna, then Lord Krishna started to eat it. And again, just as Rukmini Devi stopped Krishna from eating too much, and Swarup Damodar Goswami let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eat one, twice, three bites, but that was it. He says, no, this is not fit for you. So the question here is, why wasn't it fit for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? From a philosophical point of view, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could well live off of that. I mean, he doesn't need anything to eat. He could have just subsisted on the same thing as what Raghunath Das Goswami was eating. After all, he's the Supreme Lord, and he's not dependent on any kind of food. Nonetheless, from the point of view of devotional service, especially from the point of view of love, devotees don't want Krishna to just eat anything. They want to serve him with kingly opulence. They want him to have the best of everything. It's an expression of love. Love means you give somebody everything that you have, everything that you can. You don't give him the minimum. And so, Swarup Damodar Goswami, considering Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Lord, as the Acharya, as everyone's beloved, didn't really want Lord Chaitanya to continue to eat other than showing his affection for Raghunath Das Goswami, to continue to eat this very, very austere food. Devotees wanted Lord Chaitanya to eat wonderful food, wonderful prasadam. And as I said, that's what bhakti is. Bhakti is that you always want to do the best, want to give the best. And as we also like to eat the best, similarly we like to offer the best. And another example is when Ramachandra Puri came to Jagannath Puri. And because he was so critical of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya decreased his eating. He just cut down what he ate. And whether Lord Chaitanya eats a half or a quarter of what he usually eats, it doesn't really matter. He can eat the whole universe, or he can just subsist on nothing. But still, it isn't satisfactory for the devotional attitude of the devotees, as Krishna says. Patram pushpam param toyam yomi bhakta priyachati. Devotees want to give Krishna the best. And this is a topic that Srila Prabhupada talks about quite a bit. If all we have is just a piece of fruit, then put a tulsi leaf on it and offer a little water with it, and Krishna will accept it if it's accepted with devotion. On the other hand, if we're very wealthy and we just offer Krishna a little piece of fruit, then that will not do. Or at least we're not going to get the same result from Krishna for that, because there's no devotion. Devotion is lacking. Krishna wants to see that we actually offer with love. And this argument, well, if I offer, I've got millions, but I'm offering with love, Krishna, just a few drops, a little meager things, that's not philosophy, because that isn't love. You don't have love. If you have love, then you give everything that you have to the beloved. You give them the best. of what you have, even if it means that you have much less. So we should always ensure that according to our lifestyle, we give Krishna, we feed him, at least in the way that we eat, or better, whether it's on the altar or at our home, we dress him, we dress the deity better than we dress ourselves. We don't give less. If we give less, yes, Krishna doesn't need it, but he'll notice it, and he'll know what's going on, and we should expect that therefore he will also reciprocate in kind, which means that if we decrease what we give to Krishna, he may decrease what he gives to us, because ultimately it's coming from him. So anyway, out of love, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from eating anymore. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of love, accepted what Das Goswami was eating, and out of his love, Swarup Damodar Goswami stopped him from eating. This is Prema Vilas. These are exchanges, loving exchanges, which the Lord and the devotee exchange. Hare Krishna.